Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today's swearing-in ends John Kerry's decades of representing the people of Massachusetts at the State House and then the Capitol. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov recaps Kerry's long career.
John Kerry burst onto the national stage in the early 1970s as a decorated Vietnam veteran who was opposed to the war. He was a powerful voice. He'd received 3 Purple Hearts, a Silver Star, and a Bronze Star. He wore those ribbons in 1971 when he testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee against the Nixon administration's continuation of the Vietnam War.
Someone has to die so that President Nixon won't be, and these are his words, the first president to lose a war.
Kerry would later chair that very committee he testified before. But his first attempt at political office failed. That was a 1972 run to represent Massachusetts in the U.S. House. He then dropped out of politics, got a law degree, and eventually became the top assistant to the Middlesex District Attorney. After 10 years away from politics, he joined Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Michael Dukakis as lieutenant governor. After a year in that post, Kerry made a bid for the U.S. Senate when Paul Tsongas had to resign because of illness. Kerry won the seat in 1984 and has held on to it through 4 re-elections. Once in the Senate, Kerry focused on foreign affairs. In 1995, he teamed up with Republican Senator and fellow veteran John McCain to push for the U.S. to change its position on Vietnam. Kerry stood behind President Bill Clinton when he delivered the historic announcement.
Today, I am announcing the normalization of diplomatic relationships with Vietnam.
Kerry also worked on important national legislation, including the crime bill that added cops to the streets, the minimum wage, and small business funding, especially in Massachusetts. But while Kerry's prominence rose on the national stage, he faced challenges for his Senate seat back home. The toughest one came in 1996 from Republican Governor William Weld. In many debates, Weld attacked Kerry for being out of touch and for what he called a weak legislative record.
7.9% increase every year for 7 years
translates
into
not a cut
in any city that I work in. Maybe it's a cut in a city that you work in called Washington, D.C.
That was a criticism often thrown at Kerry, says Rob Gray. He was Weld's communications director during that campaign and is now a GOP consultant.
Pre-1996, he really didn't spend much time focusing on Massachusetts. I think the close shave against Governor Weld in that 1996 race shocked Kerry into putting more of a focus on Massachusetts than he had in the past, and I think he's been a better senator for Massachusetts since that race. But he still has spent a lot of time pursuing national office, national headlines.
But the criticism that Kerry wasn't there for Massachusetts is unfair, says Larry Cartman, Kerry's press secretary for 15 years. Cartman says the senator fought for fisheries, the environment, and critical funding for the Big Dig.
I was with him, for example, when he was on the floor of the U.S. Senate at about midnight one day. I have a vivid memory of it, when there was a moment that funding for the Big Dig was at a key juncture, and he wouldn't leave the floor until he was able to help move that forward.
Following his victory in the 1996 race, Kerry teamed up more frequently with Senator Ted Kennedy. For example, they co-wrote legislation to use money from cigarette taxes to cover all children's health insurance. Then in 2004, Kerry went for the ultimate political prize, the presidency. He won the Democratic nomination, and in his acceptance speech at the party's convention, he hearkened back to his days in the Navy.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Kerry lost to President George W. Bush, but he still had his Senate seat. And in 2009, he rose to one of the Senate's most powerful positions, chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. It's a role he's embraced. In his farewell speech this week, he said the close of his Senate career is like a bookend.
42 years ago, I testified before Senator Fulbright's Foreign Relations Committee about the realities of war in Vietnam. It wasn't until last week that I would sit before that committee again, this time testifying in my own confirmation hearing. It completed a circle which I never could have imagined drawing.
At 70, John Kerry is now stepping on to the largest stage of his career as U.S. Secretary of State. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.